Connors, but in the yards there today, it took it, didn't it, really, to find a way to break that Carlow team down?
Aye, from watching Carlow, we knew that they were very physically very strong, like, and they were going to be tough to break down. I said a good win over Kildare this year, and Kildare really struggled to break them down, so we were by no means expecting a handy game here. We were expecting it to go to the wire, and fortunately, in the second half, we were able to kick on. Subs we brought on as well made an impact, like, and boys were able to see the game out, like.
Do you feel that the team's finding a bit of momentum now and getting that wee bit of fluency going when you're getting a few games put together?
Well, we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves either. It's one really good performance there, like. Meese just about got over the line, like, so say we'll regroup. Momentum is good, like, and it brings a bit of a buzz to training, like. At the end of the day, boys want to play games, and it might do us no harm getting a few more games under our belt for the, potentially for the Super 8, like.
And it seems you've covered from most positions there, given that a couple of guys are out injured. Once you get them back, every position's covered by two men.
It was serious strength and depth there. Even if you look at the boys coming on there, they're all pushing for starting places, and it keeps boys on their toes, which is what you want at the end of the day, like. Especially coming now at this time of year, you're going to need a panel. And I think we've shown that over the last couple of games with our subs making impacts, like. And again, with boys come back from injury as well, like, to really strengthen things, so.
System of play working well, you're making the turnovers, breaking from deep, and then you have the likes of Niall Sludden, who does something maybe you don't expect him to do, a wee bit of ingenuity there, which helps as well.
Aye, well, you need a bit of flair there too, and at the same time, structure and system's important, like, but you can't regiment two boys too much, otherwise they lose their flair a bit. So when we've got a lot of flair players up there, then it's important to let them sort of play sometimes, like, and as you see, sometimes boys are capable of cutting through there, and we created a couple of goal chances, like, which is good to see.
Big winning margin there, but it's going to get more difficult as you go to look down the line to the next round, the third round of the qualifiers.
Aye, we're under no illusions now with the next test. As I say, when the team, it's getting shorter now, and the number of teams whittling down, like, and every team's gathering a bit of momentum. So, whatever team we draw in the next round, like, we'll have to do our homework, because every game now from now to whenever your season lasts, like, it's going to be very tough, like.
Was it tough to sort of get the heads back up again after losing to Monaghan and to get this run through the qualifiers going?
Well, I suppose we'd be lying, like, if we said we weren't hurt now. We're probably looking for another Ulster title, which fell short, but at the same time, in previous years we had lost games and we didn't have a chance to rectify it because we'd went so far. And this year we had a loss and we got a chance to sit down and rectify it. So we were glad to get an opportunity in the back door. And as I say, if we look at 08, it was 08 the boys went through the back door and they won the All-Ireland. So same time, we'll be looking at that and say, if we can gather a bit of momentum in 2015 as well. We went through the back door, we gathered good momentum and we played Kerry, just lost out in an All-Ireland semi-final. Like, so I'd say it served us well in the past. Like.